Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Sensemaker.
Hi, I'm Nimmo, and this is The Sensemaker, one story every day to make sense of the world. Today, the rise of incel sites and the man behind them. And just a warning, today's episode contains descriptions of violence against women.
So, to start, again, thank you for the introduction. I am Alexander Ash, and it's already been said, I manage the largest incel forum on the web.
Alexander Ash is the owner of an online forum called incels.co. He goes by the username @SergeantIncel. Even his name, Alexander Ash, is a pseudonym. His real identity is unknown. That's because incels.co is the biggest incel forum on the web.
What are incels exactly? In short, there are people who cannot find a partner despite desiring one, right? But we can go a bit more.
Incels are involuntary celibates, men who argue their inability to attract women makes them victims of oppression. They're part of an online subculture that believe women won't have sex with them because of how they look or their social status. Misogyny, or hatred for women, is rife in these spaces. It gets pretty extreme. Some users even call for women to be stripped of their rights and serve as state-mandated girlfriends, or that they should be auctioned off aged 18 to the highest bidder.
The psychological profile of incels can be described in one sentence as depressed, anxious, lonely, and neat.
That's William Costello. He's a psychology PhD student at Swansea University who's done a lot of research into incels.
So neat meaning not engaged in education, employment, or training, with a tendency for interpersonal victimhood and some cognitive distortions around female mate preferences. So that's the summary.
Alexander Rash first came across the incel community in 2017 on the discussion platform Reddit. When the site banned the controversial incel subreddit, he decided to set up an alternative digital space. And with that, incels.co was born.
A place that could enforce free speech a bit more. Always, of course, within the boundaries of the law, but, you know, not necessarily ban people for using non-politically correct speech.
Over the last 9 months, the number of visits to incel forums, including the two Alexander Ash now runs, has increased more than 5 times. So why the sudden uptick in interest?
What comes to mind when you think of Amber Heard? A liar? A survivor? A narcissist? The trial of Depp v. Heard was a global phenomenon, but I want to know, was it a fair fight? I'm Alexi Mostras, the host of Sweet Bobby and Hoaxed. In my new podcast, I'm investigating whether Amber Heard was the victim of an organised trolling campaign.
The entire series is now available to binge wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Who Trolled Amber.
To understand, you have to go back to Plymouth in March last year.
A couple of the gunshots went off and I ran opposite a pub and the owner came out and he shouted at me. He just went, get in here now. And so I forward rolled into the pub and I literally clung underneath one of the pool tables.
During a 6-minute shooting spree, 22-year-old Jake Davison shot 5 people dead, including his mother and a 3-year-old girl. Then he turned the gun on himself.
Several people have been killed and injured in what police are calling a serious firearms incident in Plymouth. Local residents in Key and the...
It was Britain's worst mass shooting in over a decade. Posts on Jake Davison's YouTube account from just before the shooting showed him expressing misogynistic and homophobic views, as well as his despair at not finding a girlfriend.
You know, the reality is that, you know, love is for the young. You know, love is for the young. That's the fact of the matter.
Despite that, counter-terrorism efforts have ruled out Jake Davison's incel beliefs as a motive for the attack.
I know it's a movie, but you know, I like to think sometimes, you know, I'm a Terminator or something. And despite reaching almost total system failure, he keeps trying to accomplish his mission, you know.
But since the shooting, in the incel community, Jake Davison has become a hero. Research by The Times and the Centre for Countering Digital Hate found monthly website visits to the three largest incel forums rose from about 115,000 in March, the time of the Plymouth shooting, to nearly 640,000 in November. And incels.co is the biggest. So who holds responsibility for what happens on these sites?
It's 3 years since the government promised an online safety bill, but it's not yet before the House. Meanwhile, the damage caused by harmful content online is worse than ever. Dangerous algorithms on...
In March this year, the draft online safety bill will be presented to Parliament. It's going to put a duty on service providers to restrict illegal content, making them criminally responsible for hate speech. Service providers are organisations that create and host web services. The service provider for incel.co is an American web company called Cloudflare, which has been criticised before for failing to ban websites with hate speech content. Under the online safety bill, it's going to be up to the service provider to decide just what kind of content it believes is illegal. There are criticisms as to whether this goes far enough, or whether it absolves individual users of responsibility. But for Alexander Rash, it's all about addressing what he sees as a public misunderstanding. He believes inceldom isn't a movement or a political subculture. It's simply a life situation.
The gender question is because the male is, the forum is male only. This is not because of misogyny, but because incels, because of the nature of their problem, which is, as the name implies, involves sex or relationships with women, means that people can be themselves and just feel, it's locker room talk. You can be yourself. And
in research papers and public talks, he tries to distance incel culture from allegations of violence and misogyny. Jake Davison isn't the only person who's been associated with incel ideology who's gone on to carry out a violent attack. In fact, incel spaces have been linked to other mass casualty attacks, including a 2014 shooting in Santa Barbara and another in 2018 in Toronto. Alexander Rash blames the individual circumstances of the perpetrators, citing, for example, their mental health. But the rise in interest in incel sites since the Plymouth shooting does seem to suggest that these types of real-world events can act as flare points and attract new forum members. Particularly for people who are already vulnerable, online spaces such as incels.co can encourage more harm, both for users and for wider society. Thanks for listening to The Sensemaker. If you enjoyed today's episode, we'd love for you to leave us a rating wherever you listen to your podcasts. It really helps get the word out there. Today's story was written and produced by Imi Harper.
The Sensemaker.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.